We have already completed with today's Mass the first week of Advent. A very, very short season to begin with, but this year it just so happens that there are basically 3 weeks and 1 day of Advent before we celebrate the great arrival of the Son of God and the Son of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the portal, in the manger, in Bethlehem. And today, the Lord inspires us through the readings of St. Paul to the Romans and of the Gospel that we must be ready, because we do not know when the Lord is coming back, and when he will come to judge us, not in mercy any longer, but with justice. And it is a very big difference. And so now, as St. Paul says, it is time to rise from sleep. And the sad thing is that the majority of humanity, including the majority of Catholics, are still sleeping. You know, they have to do a little extra work one day, and then the rest of the week they're all totally befuddled, that they cannot do anything because they're so tired, because they had to go to one extra Mass or one extra hour of prayer. When that is not an obligation only, it is a great privilege from God. And so, of course, as long as we have that attitude, then we're not going to grow spiritually. We're not going to allow the Lord to kill the old man and to bring to birth the new man, which we are supposed to be doing as we celebrate this season of Advent. So we still have time, even though shorter than usual, to do penances. And I'm not talking just about giving meat on this day or the other. That's not really a penance, at least not for some. And if you imagine that people who like shrimp and lobsters can eat them on a day of penance, what penance is that? You know, penance is something that costs us pain, spiritual pain, mental pain, physical pain. And so it is very important that we wake up from our slumber, that we realize what's really important in our lives. And this season, unfortunately, has been turned upside down by the many who think that Advent, which many don't even know what Advent is or that it exists, it is a season to party ahead of time before Christmas. And it is not. It is not. So our Lord reminds us to wake up, sleepyheads, and get on your knees and do penance and go to confession and cleanse your souls and free yourselves from all that hinders you from God. That is true penance. And of course, it is not only penance, it is also a great privilege that we have from God, especially the little time that we are able to spend here before our Lord in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, and in particular in the most holy sacrifice of the Mass. So let us not regret that which we have not done, because the majority of sins are sins of omission. They're not only the things that we do, but the plethora of things that we do not do that we should have done. And then we say, oh, I didn't do that, I'm so sorry. Oh, I really missed the point. Well, you did. And you're the one who will be answering, who will be paying the price in purgatory, if not in hell. So wake up, sleepyheads, and listen to God. And as we celebrate this holy day of our Lord, we also, of course, remember that it is Saturday, the day that is sacred to the Blessed Mother. And in addition to many other saints, and there are many saints who for some reason or other were not included in the Missal, except mostly because they were Spanish, and the people who put the Missal together were French and Italian, who don't like the Spaniards, and that's their tough luck. But Among them is the wonderful holy young virgin of Toledo, Leocadia, who is a young girl who had seen the torments through which Saint Eulalia had gone, whose feast we celebrate in these days also. And she offered herself to God completely, including if she needed to give her life for Christ. And our Lord, in her case, took mercy, and she died on the spot without having to suffer the torments of the pagans. So today we commend ourselves to Leocadia, who was a martyr for the sake of Christ, but in a different way, that she may protect us from fear of suffering for Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.